Somebody give the Lord a praise. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, it's good to be in the house. Tell somebody else, it's good to be in the house. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you are going to sleep, move to another seat. Amen. Come on, you can be seated. Clap your hands for Jesus. We give God praise and thanks for bringing us here another time. One more time. He has allowed us to come together to worship the Lord. Amen. Want to give God thanks for His presence. We cannot do without His presence. His presence means heaven to me. I don't know what He means to you. I don't know what He did for you, but I know what He did for me. Somebody bless the Lord. I want to extend greetings to Overseer Vaughn and Sister Vaughn, Mother Vaughn. We want to give God thanks for, amen, both of them and all the officers of this great ministry. Amen. We want to give God thanks and the saints. Amen. And I want to also especially thank God for my mother and father. Amen, Mother Deacon Eastman and Mother Eastman. Amen. We give God thanks. Just the other day in Jamaica, my father celebrated his 70th birthday. And I was telling him, when I called him on his birthday, I said, I used to call you Dad. Then I started calling you Daddy at 50. So I said, now that you are 70, usually we used to call him Papa. Huh? But I said, I'm going to call you something else now because you're past 70. I said, may I go call you Poopa? Because after you're past 70, you can't be called Papa again. You're past Papa now. So you can say Poopa Man. Somebody bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give God thanks to my family who's here with me. And it would take us a whole day to talk about them and all of that. I'm so proud of them, every one of them. Hallelujah. And thank God for my wife. Amen. You got to give it to her. She raised beautiful children. Amen. Bless the Lord. And until now, I don't take her down to the river yet to carry no water from down and nowhere. Somebody bless the Lord. Well, that I won't explain that. Those of you who know us a long time will understand that. Somebody bless the Lord. But God has been good. And we bring you greetings from the Cayman Islands. Amen. The saints there. Amen. Joshua and Alicia came last night. This morning, church is out of a keyboard player. And I can proudly say that he's one of the best keyboard players in Cayman. Me can't say that. I'm telling you. Somebody bless the Lord. And, you know, I wanted to say this about Joshua. You're here with James. But I want to say, I could say different things about each of them. And, you know, I had to learn to love my children, you know, in understand each of them. You know, let them not get in jealous over one another's or over mom or dad. Love. We try to do that. And we were in church one night without a musician. And, you know, I decided that, boy, we have been trying to get musicians and all kind of problems. Who I don't end up in immigration with all kind of problems. And I decided to lay hands on myself. I lay hands on him. I said, God, I don't know what you're going to do with him. But in the name of Jesus. And he sat down on that keyboard and started playing it. Believe me. And that's practice and practice. And he's still, you know, still learning. James is the same thing. We didn't have a drummer. We lay hands on James and he started playing the drum. So some things that we're looking for outside. It's already here. Tell your neighbor we have it here. And I decided, and I'm going to be talking to you today, and I thank God for your theme, the kingdom of God is in you. Because we are a bunch of people who are, I would say we are Gentiles who have adapted to an Hebrew tradition. And it is one of the best I have found so far. And not just based on being around people, but being based on my relationship with the Lord. Amen? I told people, I didn't learn to praise God in church. I didn't learn to praise God in church. I learned to praise God in my room, all by myself, lying down on the floor for hours. I was telling my wife, there were days I used to pray and worship God whole night till daybreak. Somebody bless the Lord. I prayed until the floor soaked wet. I prayed until my father pulled the room door and said, boy, you're not going to eat. Somebody bless the Lord. There were nights when I came from work, I used to lay out on the floor. My father used to do me, I said, Dad, you used to do me some crazy stuff because I'd come in from work like very late in the night, 1 o'clock. And by the time I put my head down on to sleep, he's now ready to pray. And when we start, I draw back out of the bed, you know, and he didn't force me to die. I just wanted something more. And I would lay and pray with him. And as soon as he hear me start praying, I don't hear him. The man gone in bed left me. I used to have to wake up my brothers and sisters to have devotion with them. They wouldn't get up and I would have to still pray. Somebody bless the Lord. But it's a wonderful feeling. Some people want to be prophets and bishops and ministers, and they have not been through anything. They're just in church one day and somebody prophesy and blow on them, and they are all of a sudden they're bishop and overseer and prophet. Brethren, I warm to you. Somebody bless the Lord. The kingdom is in me. The kingdom is in me. St. Luke 17, verse 20 and 21, as your convention theme express. The Bible says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Verse 21. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The Amplified Bible says the kingdom of God is among you. Somebody bless the Lord. But we must remember then that he's talking, he's answering to the Pharisees and the scribes. Somebody bless the Lord. But it is beautiful that the kingdom is within us who are believers. So it took me a long time to understand that being a Christian, you know, we are part of a kingdom. Not just an organization, not just a tradition. Bow your heads with me. Father, in Jesus' name, as we speak for the next few moments, we ask you, Lord, to bless your people and ask you, Lord, to bless your word as I humble myself before you. Bless this word. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Thank you for goodness and mercy. Follow us, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. The kingdom speaks of a monarchical rule, of which is ruled by a king or a queen. Something dawned on my spirit as I was looking into this, and it tells me, and my son did a very awesome job the other night when he was sharing that word. A young man was asking me if he preach all the time or all of that. But God has raised him up, and you have to continue to pray for him. Amen. See, this tells me that I learned something, because if God is King of Kings, if Jesus is King of Kings, it tells me that there are other kinds of kingdoms. Somebody bless the Lord. The kingdom, you know, can be an evil kingdom, different types of kingdom. So it tells me that there are different types of kingdoms where the dominance of the king is portrayed over that kingdom. So we have some funny things, like, you know, maybe you don't hear that here in England, but we have things like, we hear things like kingfish. They call a car in Jamaica kingfish. And we hear about King Selassie. You all get quiet. King Selassie. Overseer, I almost turned Rasta. God saved me just in time. Because as a young boy back in the day in Jamaica, there was nothing more to see than Bob Marley and the Rastafarian thing. And I started to fall in love with it. Somebody bless the Lord. Until God met me in Linstead, St. Catherine. I was running away from him. You hear me testify? I was running away from him. I was in a dance hall and playing some music. And all of a sudden, Horace Ferguson, all these guys, I was there, and something hit me. And I didn't understand what it was. But to God be the glory. We hear about the King Cobra, which they say there's a snake that is king of the cobra. All right? And people even make themselves king. Somebody bless the Lord. Some wives make their husband king. Somebody bless the Lord. So it's amazing how we... But you know something about church that is... I don't want to get controversial. But it's so amazing how we could have internal battles in church. And we hear sometimes praying and binding demons, when sometimes we really need to fix some stuff. Let me explain what I mean. I was thinking this morning, it's amazing how you could have women in rulership. The head of England is a queen. Am I right? We even sing a song, God Save Our Queen. Well, Queen, I've been singing that long time. I don't know if you get saved yet, but... And we struggle to have women in leadership in church. We struggle with that. And we have different reasons why the woman should not be. But then, it's not for today, but I'm going to ask a question and leave it till you see me the next time. So, I'm asking, Lord, so they say that in the church, the reason why women can't do this, do that, do the other, is because of that time, whatever, you know. So, Queen Elizabeth, stop being queen. Another time we'll talk. It's amazing how God and His kingdom is different from the world's kingdom. And sometimes we try to operate the church like the world, when we should actually pattern what God is doing. Somebody bless the Lord. I'll show you this. In Daniel chapter 2, it's going to be up on the board. If you can shoot me up there, the amplified version. In Daniel chapter 2, it's amazing how we say that, you know, it is God who sets up rulers over countries and political offices. You know, that is in Scripture, that God sets up one and He puts down one when He's ready. So when a woman is a leader, who sets her up? Was it God? Oh, they say it's the vote of the people. But then, it's the vote of the people. But God was the one who touched their heart and tell them what color to put on the card. God knows who He wants there. Somebody bless the Lord. See, the Bible says, Daniel answered, said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. Is there anybody here wiser than God? And He changeth the times and the season. He removeth kings. He setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that knows. Knowledge to them that knows. Understanding. Somebody say understanding. The following verse 22 says, it is He who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness. And the light dwells with Him. Notice that it didn't say that God was dark. The light dwells with Him, but He knows what is in the darkness. A lot of us sometimes in the ministry have a lot of superstitious belief. And they have no scriptural bearing to what we believe. Because what we really need is faith in God. I see seven things when I read this. God uses His authority, but He used it with wisdom. Tell your neighbor, the church need wisdom. He used it with wisdom. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, everybody is not like you. Not even, I am not even like you. See, you might like salt, I don't like salt. How many of you love sugar, but some people don't love sugar? Somebody bless the Lord. Because all of us have different tastes. Bishop Vaughn, this is what makes a church hard to pastor. I learned this now. Because everybody is not going to be obedient at the same time. Why won't the church say amen? Because some people over here will say, pastor, we agree with you. And then some people will say, I agree in everything. Jesus had them to deal with. They followed afar off. So, first thing we see that God used is authority with wisdom. Then He waits on times and seasons to make His moving decision. Some things we do is just wrong timing. And if you do something out of timing, the result will not be right. It's kind of like cooking a pot of rice and peas. You know, if you don't just start, you know, some of you know to cook rice and peas, right? Somebody bless the Lord. You know, you have to grate the coconut. You can't just put the whole coconut in the water and put the fire. You know, the first time I boil potato, I fill the pot of water and put the potato in, and this big pot of water was boiling because I thought that's how you cook. Everything we do has a system. The kingdom has a system. Kingdom. Tell your neighbors a system. Kingdom. Wisdom. Third thing, wisdom is only given to the wise. Wisdom. Godly wisdom is only given to the wise. Fourth thing, if you understand, God will open your understanding. If you choose to, yes, I want to hear. God will open your understanding. Which kind of does something to me, because after many years of learning how to pray, I had to learn now, because I was brought up to, you know, that we need to pray all night and pray all day until we get results. That's how they taught me. But then I learned something else When you have an encounter in the Spirit, you learn. God teaches you. I realize something, that when you come into the presence of God, it is not your time to speak. You need to shut up. What did Moses go in the mountain to do? Moses went up in the mountain and he went to listen as God talked to him. Instruction. Tell your neighbor, instruction is something we have to listen to. Instruction. We have to listen to instructions. Listen to me. Instructions helps to give good results. Hello? Alright? So then, if light is in me, and I can see the profound, the deep, and the dark, because light is in me, I can see the deep, the profound is the deep, and the dark. If the kingdom is in me, it means that the light of God is in me. Tell your neighbor, I have light in me. His light shines in the dark place. His love gives patience to deal with the deep. Sometimes some things will happen to you in your life, and not even when somebody pray for you, you are helped. Sometimes if God don't show you how to get out, you ain't coming out yet. Somebody bless the Lord. You know, sometimes we have people and we think that, oh, I'm going to pray for you and it's going to happen. Listen, I prayed for many people and nothing didn't happen. And I'm not going home guilty because I pray and something. Because sometimes we are trying to affect a process that God is trying to finish. Listen to me. God wants to bring me through something. Sometimes He wants me to stay there for a while. To teach me something. Somebody bless the Lord. So Jesus is the earthly aspect of this kingdom we're talking about. His presence lives in our earthly body. He said, if you abide in me, I will. John 14. If you abide in me, I will abide in you. Touch your name and say, stay in Jesus. So I learned something else. Anywhere I am, He is. Anywhere I am, He is. Anywhere He is. I'm going to prove it to you. You don't agree with that part, I know, because I, amen somebody, but see, God allows some things. Now, Jesus is the only king that wherever He is, His kingdom is present. That's why Pilate trying to trick him, asking if he's a king. Jesus knew He was a king when He stood there. Amen, somebody. He knew the whole of heaven host was close by. He could have called angels to deliver Him. Somebody bless the Lord. They said that one angel can annihilate 185,000 men in 1 hour. Then if Jesus could call 6 legions, right, 1 legion is 6,000. If Jesus called a couple of those, can you imagine how many men the earth will be wiped in no time? Somebody bless the Lord. So, there are other kings, right? Other kings have borders. They have borders. You know, they have countries. They are king to so much. They are king to so much. They are king to so much. But there is no border when it comes on to the kingdom that we are a part of. And we need to understand that. Because guess what? His kingdom is among them, but we are a part of the kingdom in us. Tell your neighbor, you sit in some serious places. Oh, you're saying it like you don't believe what I'm saying. Somebody bless the Lord. How many of you are happy, you see? You're happy, you're glad. No, don't tell no lie. Because sometimes some people are not happy that they're saved, you know. They're not happy that they're saved. They're miserable and grumble every day, them complain. But if you're happy, just wave your hand and say, I'm happy in the Lord. No other kingdom can be above God's kingdom. Somebody tried it. Ezekiel 28 give reference. Somebody tried it. He said, I am going to exalt my kingdom above your kingdom. You know who said that? Somebody bless the Lord. And in case you don't know, because in Jamaica, I tell them, or in Cayman, I tell them, you know, some people like to show off and call the devil short pants, boy, and boy, come out of my way. I want you to understand, when you have your enemy, you must respect your enemy, you know. Don't underestimate your enemy. He's very tricky. He's very tricky. Listen to me, you ever hear the saying, as cunning as a fox? Satan is very, very, very cunning. And guess what? Satan was made before you. And me. Somebody bless the Lord. So when you're calling him short pants, boy, remember that you need to be ready for what is coming. Somebody bless the Lord. Yes, because Satan has a kingdom, but his kingdom has borders. He has a evil kingdom, but evil has borders. Somebody bless God. So God's kingdom extends throughout the whole entire universe. Kings and queens are limited. No single kingdom on earth could manage the affair of the universe. Kingdoms are struggling now to manage their own affairs. And everybody thinks that that leader is going to be that leader, is going to be that leader, is going to be the one, that leader is going to be the one. And if that one did this, and if that one did that. And we, sometime as a church, we kind of get caught up into that kind of thing. But what we need to really get caught up into is the kingdom that is within us that we're a part of. Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. Tell your neighbor, the church is a part of the kingdom. Ah, the church is a part of the kingdom. I told our church this the other day. And it's so true. And you have to understand this. We sing songs in church that we don't even understand. I was giving them the joke. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. In the name of the Lord, don't talk defeat to me. And I see you outside defeated, depressed. By next week you're depressed. I'm riding with Jesus on the hallelujah chair, singing. Let me explain something to you. Overstay, let me learn this again. I don't need to do nothing where the enemy is concerned. Only thing I need to do is pray, worship God. Because if I am a subject to this kingdom, the citizens of the kingdom don't fight war. Because the kingdom has its own army. Lord, Lord. Oh Jesus. Revelation 5:10 said, I am a royal subject in this kingdom who has authority on earth. This kingdom has an army that fight if needs be. Guess what now? Where you sit? I have access because of the saving grace of God. Psalm 34:7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him. The Amplified says, the angel of the Lord encamps about those who fear him with awe-inspired reverence and worship him with obedience, and he rescues each of them. He rescues each of them. When I am in trouble, ah, God Almighty, I don't have to worry about the enemy because I am a part of a kingdom that has an army. I know we have the FBI, the CIA, and the ATF. But when I am in trouble, somebody bless the Lord, I have to call on the Master. Somebody bless the Lord. But He gave me one authority because I am royal subject. I have the authority in the name of Jesus to dispatch angels, because angels are my soldiers. Because I came through the blood. Can I preach in Miracle Church? Somebody bless the Lord. Tell your neighbor, because I came through the blood, I have the authority by the grace of God to set angel. The enemy is coming from the east. The enemy is coming from the west. Angel. Tell your neighbor, I've got only 3 soldiers or 2 soldiers. I don't know how many angels you have, but everybody has angels. Somebody bless the Lord. He encamps around them that fear Him. And God says, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you, even until the end of the age. Somebody bless the Lord. You might be having a bad day, but angels. Somebody praise God. I never mean to get so happy. Please calm down yourself. Somebody bless the Lord. Touch your neighbor and say, I have got protection. We never know one time. So we used to use little gathering, we used to use a little everything to protect us. You know, and some of us have some little superstitions. When the pitney them born, our babies are born, we want to tie little red cloth there and all of that. And we believe this and we carry that in the church. And we, and the young people here opening their mouth, and what are they saying. Because none of it that you believe, you can't find it in the world. Oh, somebody not talking to me. Somebody will overseer, you're wrong for invite me now. So I concluded something that I'm going to let you leave here with today. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, in spite of what it is that is happening around us, spiritually, increase is coming. Oh, you don't believe it? Tell your neighbor, increase is about to bust loose in Miracle Church. Somebody bless the Lord. I speak increase. I break every bondage, every chain over this ministry. Devil, you're a liar. You can't confuse God's work. Tell your neighbor, increase. Put your hand on yourself and say, in God, I have access. Say, in God, I have access. I have access. Not just... See, being a part of the kingdom, let me understand this. And young people understand this. I don't just have access to earthly stuff. I have access to heavenly things. I have access to angels. Angels will listen to my prayer. Angels listen to Daniel when he prayed. Oh, and bring back my prayer. The devil will fight the answer to come back. But touch your name and say, the answer is still coming, because God heard you when you prayed the first time. Somebody bless the Lord. Amen. Somebody have access, not just the earthly stuff, but to the heavenly kingdom through the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? I am privileged because of the blood. Somebody say the blood. And when they saw him in Matthew 28:17, when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted that it was really he. But Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all
power of absolute rule in heaven and earth has been given to me. Oh God Almighty, there is no other king anywhere who has the power and authority, who have absolute authority over the entire universe. Thank God for the government. Thank God for the leaders. But it is God who sits high. It's God who looks low. He sits on the circle of the earth. My God, the heaven is his seat, but the earth is his footstool. Touch your neighbor and said, increase is coming. Said, increase is coming. Somebody bless the Lord. Do you know what one of the problem is in church? Christian complain too much. Cut out the murmuring, because it don't make sense to murmur and then sing the song at Lord's Supper. I will go without a murmur. Oh, somebody bless the Lord. It does not make sense to fight to give the little £1 and vex for the offering when we sing, take my silver and my gold. Not a mite will I withhold. Lord Jesus, sometimes we're looking for fornicators in Lord's Supper. We need to look for some murmurers. So you're not talking to me. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, pray for that man, help us. Listen. You could have begged still your cross straight today. May I preach till me done. Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. If you vex, I love you. And if you don't vex, I don't love you. I love you. Whether you vex, yes or no, tell your neighbor, truth must be preached. Somebody bless the Lord. Oh yeah, we come into this service. I will go without a murmur. And we are the biggest murmurers. Make that soak in your spirit. Touch your neighbor and say, increase is coming. The battle between Satan and Jesus. That's what we're in. We're in. I do not have to fight, because this is the battle of kings. This is the battle of Satan is a king, common king. He's a king. He's a king over the powers of darkness. We're talking about kingdom. Somebody bless the Lord. This is the battle of kings. The battle of kings. And Jesus, you see, Jesus knew that the only way to finish this, Satan and his kingdom, was to confirm the power of heaven through death, burial, and resurrection. That's why, overseer, when he stood there, if it was you, wouldn't you? I mean, it was me. God, oi, oi. The first maca joke me. Me want heaven to kill all of them. Worse if you, it was your son. Me no want to see some owner. On the line of a ground and a ball and a roll. God, you have a sin, you sin, sin. The first thump me get in my mouth. The first nail drive into my hand, me say, God, all right, release a whole angel them up there. Then we send one, two, just bust it, just bust the gate. But Jesus wrestled in the garden, because he understood that when he came to John's baptism, John was preaching repentance and the kingdom. Ah, God, Jesus said, I love that doctrine. I'm going to join that church. Somebody bless the Lord. Jesus didn't have to baptize, but he walked over to John in St. Matthew chapter 3 and said, baptize me. Ah, John said, but I don't need to baptize you. I already see the kingdom on you. Jesus said, no, suffer it to be so now, so that they can't make any excuse. Baptize me. And when he was baptized, a confirmation came from heaven. This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased. God was pleased with him even before he went to the cross. Come into the garden, he said, but he said, Pops, Poopa, hey. I feel like me can't bother with this. Anyway, at your will, let the will be done. Because he understood that the only way to win this kingpin is to die. And Satan does not understand death because he never died. Somebody bless the Lord. But God is going to understand death through his son. Somebody bless the Lord. God could have intervened, but God had to allow the process of death. He turned his face and darkness came. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, Father, why are you forsaken me? Because death makes one feel forsaken. Went to the grave, sought out the business, come back. Guess what? Satan wanted a physical confrontation, but God used the physical confrontation of death to win a spiritual battle that is won forever. Satan knows he has but a short time. He knows that time is running out on him. Tell a neighbor, increase is coming. Oh, I'm not necessarily talking about money now. Tell a neighbor, increase is coming. Ah, you young people in the church, come on, get involved, get involved, get involved. Hear why you should get involved. Hear why you must understand this. Don't watch what you see happening around you. Amen, somebody. What you see happening around you is normal. It's going to happen. Things are going to fly in the way. But understand what kind of kingdom you belong to. It's universal and God is in charge. Say, God is in charge. Those who were before the day when Christ walked the earth, they looked towards the cross. Those who walked the earth during Christ's time, they look up at the cross. We were here. We look back at the cross. Some could only expect the cross. Some had a chance to see the cross. But the only thing we have in our time was a thought of the cross. And the just shall live by faith. Tell a neighbor, I did this by faith. I'm doing this by faith. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God being so very rich in mercy, because of his great and wonderful love, the Amplified says, with which he loved us, even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him. Anybody remember that? Because of our sin, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ. For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from God. Wave your hand and say, thank God I'm saved from the judgment of God. I don't want the judgment of God. And I'd rather he be my judge now than later. Because he judges me with love now. But next time when he comes, he's coming with sword. Somebody bless the Lord. He's coming with sword and fire. Oh, say all what you want to say. Hell is not real and all kind of theory and all kind of theory. Say anything you want to say. I'm not going to fight you. You can believe what you want to believe. I believe there's a God. Do you know why? I have a personal experience with God. You have a personal experience. Anybody remember when you got saved? When last you testify? When, oh Lord have mercy. Somebody bless the Lord. We long to hear someone a testimony. When you get saved, what was it like? God touch you. God draw you up. Remember I was going out on the road one night after God started drawing me. I was going out on the road one night. And I remember a preacher was preaching, no microphone on the roadside, preaching the gospel, ground of truth, preaching the gospel. And as he preached, I was walking past the meeting and I felt like somebody holding me 2 foot. Them just get very heavy. Me can't walk. Serious? I'm serious. Me can't walk. Me feel, all me lift up my foot. My friend, them ask me a walk. The man said, there is one more to come. And I rail up and run off and never turn back. And I didn't get saved that night, but after, you know, after a while. Verse 8 of the text says, he raised us up together with him when we believed. And seated us with him where? In heavenly places. Now back up, let me say a while ago, where he is, I am. Where I am, he is. Oh, Jesus, he's always in my company. See, that's why the church missed it for years, because they think it's the pastor had it. That's why we have so much faith healers and miracle work, and everybody want to be on the top star in the show. No, because I'm the man, I'm the man. No, no, you're not the man, dummy. Jesus is the king. You're not doing anything of yourself. It is God who gives me the power to declare. Paul plant, Apollos water. Who give the increase? God give the increase. You plant a seed into the ground. The ground take it. But if God don't touch, oh Lord God, if God doesn't touch the ground, that seed cannot burst. Somebody bless the Lord. It's all about system, system, system. Last verse and I'm out. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace, his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus, by providing our redemption. Somebody lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for redemption. Oh, God. Sometimes when you tell church you worship God, you just lift up your hand and just say two things. And you just, you know, and you just tired because me, I praise God long time. Amen. Somebody, I went to an African church yesterday evening. Amen. Somebody from me going to the church about nearly 2 hours them did they worship God. Me say, me love this man. This feel good. Somebody bless the Lord. They were there. This was devotion time. They were worshiping God, praising God. As you come in, you join into the prayer and join into the worship and praise God and pray. And you hear like a bees, you know, you ever hear bees? Like a bee's nest, you could feel the tangible touch of God, because when praises go up, it's a system. When praises go up, when praises go up, ah, somebody bless the Lord. When praises go up, what happened? When praises go up, blessings come down. Can I tell you something that might knock the socks off your feet? The pastor does not have control over the anointing. He can't say, all right, now shut it down. If he's saying, all right, shut it down, something is wrong with that. He has to stay out of the way, because there was a time when God came down in the temple and the people, not even the priests, could take the podium. Why? Because it's the operation of the kingdom. And when the presence of God come, sinners will be drawn to the temple. Listen to me. Sinners are not short.
Sinners not short. You want sinners? Wait, you're from Trinidad. Where them have us at Trinidad every year? Them have on something. Carnival. You see how much people? Hey, Pastor.
Out the road. Some of them naked.
Where them have here in England?
You know, carnival. You know, see how much sinners. Sinners not short. Even Jesus stand up one day and look and say, Lord Jesus, they feel it ripe. But the laborers.
Why is it always coming back to the church? Why we can't find the laborers? What happened? Tell the neighbor that cycle needs to be broken. You can't lead without the anointing in the young people. You can't lead without the Holy Ghost. You have to get filled with the Holy Ghost. You have to get saved and you have to do it properly. Because this is the kingdom. You have to understand that this is a kingdom. So don't worry about why there have to be so much rules. There are rules in the kingdom. You might not like every rule, but it's the kingdom.
Says, I am the Lord. Isaiah 48:2. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I won't share with another. Not because I am saying that the kingdom is in you. I'm saying that the kingdom, God, give you a part of the kingdom. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. When you go to heaven, you're not going to get a kingdom. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you'll be also. But even before you get there, the kingdom is among the world. But you are already in the kingdom. Because you accept Jesus as your Savior. So yes, I am a part of that kingdom now. But it's not that he's willing out some... Father, you wrote it on the will. Said, no. Somebody bless the Lord. Don't boast of no one. Say, oh, so I can take the position of king. And start boss around everybody. But touching him as a neighbor. In spite of everything. The king is coming. And I want you to go away with this today. I am authorized. Say this. I am authorized to sit in heavenly places. What a privilege. What a blessing. Master God. To sit where God.
I said to sit down and rest on me now.
Me said to sit. Listen to me. No matter how much special we make this place, heavenly place is better than to sit down up here. So. How many of you ever look at yourself in the mirror? How many of you look at yourself in the mirror and think, what am I doing? Or all you see is mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest?
of them all. And truth is, the mirror on the wall at your house will say, you are the fairest of them all. But I have a mirror that I'm going to suggest that you take a look in. This. It's a mirror, mirror on the wall. Who do you think is the fairest of them all? And you're going to say, yes, I'm blessed, you're blessed and highly favored. But you need to repent. You're going to see, oh, the Lord is your light and your salvation. You're going to see some trust in chariots, but you're going to see, stop gossiping, stop lying, stop robbing God, stop it. Because the word shows you yourself. This is the system of the kingdom. Not trying to see somebody else. But I want to see me. Tell your neighbor, me. I need some correction. I need a touch. Anybody need a touch? Church has nothing to do with Jamaica style, British style, American style, because that's how we do. We style it out now. We are style out. Jamaican style. You think when you're going to the world, is a holy God asks you where you come from? Oh God, I'm a Jamaican, I'm here, and pray every day, every night. No, God sees you as a man. Care where you come from. Because to all of us is the anointing that is going to make the difference. The flow of the anointing is what helped the leaders of the church. Because when the saints are flowing in the spirit, we have less problem. Somebody bless the Lord. And when the saints are flowing in the spirit, guess what happened? They love to come to prayer meeting. They love to come to Bible study. They love to come to Sunday school. They love to sing on the choir. Why the church are getting so quiet now? We love to do everything, man. We want to be a part. I tell my church that. I said, when you say you love God, you didn't say you love pastor, you say you love God. I'm not coming because of pastor. Some people reach a point, and I close with this. Some people reach a point where if the pastor car is not there, if the pastor's car is not there, they take their Bible and they sank it and they go back home. Where's pastor? He's off island. You believe me? I can guarantee you right now. I can call my church maybe by today when church over. I said, how was church? And if I ask, so how was it, blah, 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 I'm sure I'm going to hear who and who is not there. But it is not the pastor we come to see. Respect due to the pastor and the overseer. Respect is due. But the pastor is never to be replaced by God in his house. The people must see God in the house. Stand with me, please. Stand with me, please, as I close. Increase is coming. I don't care how confused we are. I don't care what the enemy is thinking or saying. This is the house of the living God. Pastor Vaughn, if we don't come to church, God is not in the building. He's in here. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. But when we come to the building, this is a meeting place. When we come to this consecrated place and we meet and we begin to worship God, something happens. Something begins to happen. If you're not afraid or ashamed for about 3 minutes, can you just lift your hands right now and just open your mouth and begin to utter just praise without fear? Don't worry about who is beside you or who is around you. I know this is a praying church. Just let go. Open your mouth. Let go. Let go and let God. We worship you, we worship you, we glorify you, we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name, we praise you, we lift you up. Lord, you are, we thank you, we glorify you, we praise you for your goodness and your glory. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke, we give you praise. We worship you tonight. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh God, we give you the praise, 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 we give you the we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. We glorify your name, we praise you because you live. We can face tomorrow because you live. Oh God, our fears are gone. Hey, we worship you, Lord. Yeah, God, we thank you. Thou art exalted above all others, above all other gods. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Lord, you are holy. Righteous God, King of kings. The Lord of Lords, conquering Savior. Oh God, we worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify you. We thank you. We glorify you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We praise 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 you. We thank you. Can the church just shout hallelujah for one time? Can everybody shout hallelujah one time? Can you shout hallelujah? Come on, out of your spirit, out of your belly, shout hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, speak in tongues if you know how to. Come on. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Stay low on the music. Come on, let me hear the people shout hallelujah. Come on, let me hear the people shout hallelujah. Come on, every time you shout hallelujah, you're stirring up the heavenlies. Come on, shout hallelujah. I know you praise him already, but shout hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Let the anointing destroy the yoke. Who overthrow the arse man? Who overthrow the arse man? Who overthrow the arse man and his rider? We bind every powers of darkness. Satan, the blood is against you. We bind your works. Take your filthy hands off. The blood, the blood, the blood. Take your hand off of God's business. Devil, the blood is against you. God, we give you praise. We worship you. Somebody shout glory in the house. Somebody shout glory in the house. Somebody shout glory in the house. If you came here to praise God, I'm going to hand the mic, but if you came here to praise God, open your spirit. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your heart. And give God praise. Give God glory. Give him glory. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Shandalaba kosai. Ikorabasatai. Semando kosai. Shande kosata. Ayababa kosai. Lord, I give you praise. Break it, 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 break it. Whatever it is, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Devil, you are a liar. I break every stubborn will. I break it.
I'd break every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of witchcraft and manipulation. Satan, the blood is against you. The blood. God Almighty, let the increase of the anointing overtake the pastor, overtake the church. Let when the Spirit of God start flow, God, I pray, I speak a flow. Let it flood. Let it fall. Let there be wisdom gifts, knowledge. Help us to understand. We cannot control the spirit. We can control ourselves, but we can't control the flow of the spirit. Somebody said the blood, no man. Well, if I was in Jamaica, if I was in Cayman, we'd be saying the blood. We love to say the blood, you see, because it's because of the blood and our testimony. Swear on this mic. Everybody stand, lift your hands. Sweet Spirit of God. Father. Ay, 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 ay. Hey, God. Hi. You're here today. Guess what? When Jesus says the kingdom was in them, among them, what he was also saying, I just see this now. If you're here and you're not saved, accessibility to the kingdom is available now. Because that's what he was saying to the Pharisees. Look here. If you recognize and understand this, that don't follow all these things that you see going on, because they were looking for the king riding in and war break out and all. Don't watch that. Accessibility to the kingdom.